It's Saturday, August the 1st, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Hong Kong postpones elections and Murdoch leaves News Corp. First, the week in brief. Carrie Lam, Hong Kong's chief executive, announced a delay of 1 year to elections to the Legislative Council scheduled for September. She blamed a recent spike in COVID-19 cases, but critics accused her of wanting to thwart the territory's pro-democracy camp. In another blow to the opposition, Chinese state media reported that arrest warrants have been issued for 6 Hong Kong activists who have fled the territory. The Trump administration may soon order China's ByteDance to divest ownership of TikTok, a video-sharing app popular in America. Microsoft is being reported as an interested buyer. The app has been the subject of scrutiny in Washington due to security concerns about a Chinese-owned company having access to user data and significant influence in American media. President Donald Trump said a range of options, including a ban of the app in America, were under consideration. GDP in the euro area fell by 12.1% quarter-on-quarter in the 3 months to the end of June. Spain's economy contracted by 18.5% during the same period, France's by 13.8%, Italy's by 12.4%, and Germany's by 10.1%. Furlough schemes prevented the unemployment rate from rising by much. June's rate of 7.8% is only slightly higher than a year ago. The American government announced a deal worth $2.1 billion with 2 pharmaceutical companies, Sanofi of France and GSK of Britain, to support the development of their COVID-19 vaccine. The deal includes 100 million doses, with an option to buy a further 500 million. It is the largest such agreement entered into by America yet, and came as the total number of cases there approaches 4.5 million. An American appeals court overturned the death sentence for Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, who was convicted in 2015 of the Boston Marathon bombings 2 years earlier. A 3-judge panel found that the judge who presided over the case did not thoroughly vet jurors for bias. The attack killed 3 people and injured at least 260 more. He will still spend his life behind bars. James Murdoch resigned from the board of News Corp, a media group whose empire includes The Wall Street Journal and Fox News. He cited disagreements over editorial content. He is known to be unhappy about some outlets' coverage of climate change and support for Donald Trump. Mr. Murdoch was once considered king-in-waiting at News Corp, which is run by his father, Rupert. Nvidia, an American tech firm, is reportedly in talks to buy Arm, a British designer of chips used by 70% of the world's population. A darling of Silicon Fen, a tech cluster around Cambridge, Arm was bought in 2016 by SoftBank, a Japanese technology investor, for $32 billion. Buying the British firm would further consolidate Nvidia's position as America's biggest maker of semiconductors. And editor's note. Our Checks and Balance newsletter presents the best of our coverage of American politics, along with exclusive analysis and data. Sign up to receive it in your inbox every Friday, www.economist.com/checks and balance. That's it from The Economist Morning Briefing, available every weekday and on Saturdays. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist radio podcast. To enjoy the full morning briefing as well as the rest of our journalism, including each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefing offer. Digital subscribers to The Economist should log in at briefing.economist.com for access to the full Economist morning briefing.